A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 12 through 19. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. Quote, "You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." End quote. For several years now, we have been kept in touch with stories of Malala, the young Pakistani girl who has advocated for the girls in her country, specifically for rights for girls to attend school. Malala suffered severe injury when she received a bullet to her face and shoulder at the age of 15. This event is an example of what can happen to a person who, in striving to make serious, necessary changes in the cause of human rights, is vulnerable but strong. The determination of this young woman put her in a fragile situation. She was aware of the danger of her very vocal position, but her strength in what was right continued to give her courage. Her health returned after much surgery and suffering, and now we know that she is the youngest person ever to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. She was the co-recipient of this prestigious award in 2014. Quote, "By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." End quote. The Nobel Peace Prize was not her goal, not at all. Surely she was surprised and honored by this. Rather, she had longed for an improved life for the females in her country, Pakistan, and was so focused on that that her behavior caught the attention of others who believe in human rights and were inspired by her courage. What are we able to be that strong about? It is difficult, especially when the voices of the opposition are so much louder, stronger, and more apparent in the world. It has become more difficult, it seems to me, in a day when the individual greed supersedes the common good, when the culture of consumerism takes over, when the social network offers opportunity to say whatever you want to gain support for your cause, wicked as it sometimes is. Students in school suffer so much when they are the only ones seeking peace, when they are a bit different and are bullied over the internet, when they are not able to buy what others have, to be in the in crowd. But not Jesus, not Malala, and not us. Quote, "I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute." End quote. As Jesus endured the spitting, the strikes, the beatings, the crucifixion, as Malala endured the threats and the attacks of the Taliban, so must we today be reminded that to stand up for what you believe is never going to be easy, but that in that moment of crisis or the time of challenge, we will receive Jesus' wisdom in speaking that all our adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. It is not easy, but by our perseverance, we will secure our lives. Go in peace and strive to be strong.